That's how I remember it.
That's how I remember it.
I'm just a little girl.
Got rid of that mosquito.
Oh, no! Have you seen this movie?
Y'all got any apple juice?
My lady business is tingling.
Call me Batman! Bang, bang, bang!
Ooh, Sally's dead.
No!
The Zoltar machine in the corner of the room.
Hey, everybody, look at that. This is what I call the Dino Rap.
I sure am Chinese.
Fantastic.
I just got that now.
Hello, and welcome to That's How I Remember It, the podcast where we improvise movies, brought to you by the Antica Podcast Network. We're the nice guys. I'm John.
Chargel.
Raul.
Mike, and Chargel is dead. Wait.
I'm back. What? I'm back. It's crazy. Chargel is completely alive today, if not double alive.
Yeah. What brought you back, Chargel?
I don't know what that means.
It was this peanut butter bagel I just had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if John was recording, but I think we got some good footage or good audio recording of Chargel chewing.
It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
And cut to that.
No.
And we're back.
But enough of our jubda-wubda-dubda. We are joined today by one of our favorite people. We've been hoping to have her on for quite some time. And today we do. She is an incredible improviser. She is an incredible sketch comedian. She is currently on Second City main stage in Party Today, Panic Tomorrow. Check it out. Many stars reviewed.
The stars on the show have been reviewed.
Many stars. Really?
Like, give it up.
Wow.
For Alana Ria.
Hello.
That honestly sounded like you forgot her name and you were stalling while you could think of it.
It was not that, but yeah.
I know.
Many stars reviewed. The stars got great reviews.
Many stars reviewed.
That's like Borat giving a review on that show.
Many stars reviewed.
How you doing, Alana?
Oh, so good.
I cannot believe it has taken us 3 years to get you on.
I know. I was just saying to someone on the phone that I've, like, bullied you into letting me come on.
I know.
Not at all.
Please ask me.
I feel like we talked about it. You and I talked about it when I was doing Friday Day, which is probably 2 years ago.
That's like 2 years.
Yeah. Ugh.
And then we talked about it.
I've talked to every single one of you about it.
In fact,
please let me come do it.
Mike Chargel and I met in Second City. We took a writing class. And the first thing we did together as friends was they told me, I hear there's a great sketch troupe called British Teeth that we need to check out their review.
Oh.
And our first hangout was to go see your show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, it was great. We loved it.
It was awesome. That was great. You and Philip.
Yeah. You've been crushing it for a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
Basically everything you've ever done
in
comedy.
It's all true.
Is a crush.
You never don't crush it, so I hope that translates to this episode.
Yeah, I know. Watch now. It's getting me being like, beep, bop, boop, boop.
That's actually very good.
I like that a lot.
That was great.
That's
funny.
A great robot. Yeah.
How you been, Raul?
I've been okay. Yeah. You know? Got some hot tea spilled on me.
Oh, yeah.
Courtesy of Mike and Chargel. Yeah.
It was my tea. It was in the way. Honestly, it was in the way. So, my apologies.
This is just...
God, let's cut this. We need to get all this.
Just conversation about where your tea was on the table.
Yeah. It also sounds like I'm not joking and I'm actually mad. Yeah. I don't want that to be the case because it is not.
To be fair, you did put it down where the coaster was. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean,
whose fault is it, really?
That's good
John. That's true.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if I take any
it's my fault for owning coasters?
You're welcome.
Yeah. How you doing, Chargel?
I'm well, yeah. A little...
jet-lagged.
Jet-lagged, yeah. I'm so happy to be back. Yeah, I feel like I've been away for a couple.
Two or three weeks.
Where were you?
Just things, like, just schedule conflicts.
Just things.
And, yeah, things.
Shooting, being shooting. A big celeb.
not at all. No. Far from that. Yeah. Far from that.
Wicked Oikos, like, celebrity.
Yeah. It's TIFF, right? It's TIFF, so, you know.
Oh, is it?
You gotta walk the streets, you know.
I'm surprised I didn't hear it about it.
What? TIFF?
About it. My point is, everyone is constantly talking.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And okay. Like,
sorry, that was a great point. I had no fucking clue what you were saying.
I just stumbled through nothing.
Yeah, no, everybody. Tiff has been nothing but Facebook. Holy shit, we're on fire today, guys. Yeah. I can't talk either.
We are on fire.
Facebook has been nothing but Tiff for the last 2 weeks. It's been crazy. Yeah. Take it before it even started, yeah.
Yeah, I have no interest in like those sort of parties. Same. Like, I could just tell the kind of people that'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of like the kind of person that you have to be once you're at that party.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. There's desperation or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I might get to see like the back of Jeremy Renner's head or something. And people are losing their fucking minds.
Although Alicia did go to a Tiff party and she was only at like the food station. She's like, it was the best part. They had poutine there and mini cones of gelato.
Cones of gelato.
Yeah.
I like that.
To be a star.
To be a star. Yeah. Eating like that. Yeah.
I just always think about the people when in their Instagram stories, when they have like a post every few seconds at the party, I'm like, are you just there with your phone
to be seen at a party? Yeah.
Like, are you interacting with these people that you're taking pictures with? I always just imagine them setting themselves up to take the selfie, and I'm like, God.
I can imagine how much of it is like having to look like they're at that party.
Yeah.
As opposed to being at the party.
Let's take a selfie. Make everybody pose.
Yeah, with like, that backdrop of
too many.
We're the exact opposite of that. We're We did a show with Colin Mockery, and
you didn't take any pictures.
Didn't get a photo, and we didn't get it recorded. So
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the only show we've ever not recorded. Yeah. Is our show with Colin Mockery?
We're pretty cool guys.
So fire in really on all cool. cylinders.
You guys are really hustling hard.
We're the worst businessmen of all time.
Don't tell.
I feel like everyone should know you're also wearing gigantic suits right now that none of them fit you. Yeah, all your arms are inside these long arm suits.
I found a bunch of suits behind a big and tall funeral parlor. So I think we're all just wearing those.
For me, I just wear the pants because that just covers my entire.
Yeah, your face is just popping out the zipper.
The zipper.
Oh. Well, I'm having fun.
But I say we get a photo today with our
Colin Mockery.
Yay.
Yeah, do you know Colin Mockery? Because we could get him over here.
Listen, I've met him, but I don't know him.
I know.
I couldn't call him up.
Well, Olana is the Colin Mockery of Canada.
No,
I've always said that.
I always said that.
That's definitely going to be on the poster for this episode.
Actually,
please. Could you take his head and then my body instead of the other way around?
That is very good. Oh, God. So you must be crazy busy. I know you've been doing Sketchersons as well, but you must be crazy busy with the Second City.
Are you in Sketchersons
anything?
No, I'm not in Sketchersons anymore.
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, not that I feel like I said that so enthusiastically, and I'm not. I would love to be in Sketchersons still. No, I'm not busy at all because the show's open, so I don't have anything to do anymore except just perform the show.
Oh, gross!
My days are free.
But are you glad to have your days back?
Completely, yeah. But the transition between like doing process and writing the show versus like having the days free is like, whoa. Like, I spend my entire day on my couch until like 6 p.m.
Yeah, and just then, looking for friends again.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
just trying to find pals. Oh, no, that's got some
pals.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
We're all clowns, but we're all sad clowns, right?
Whenever I meet someone who's genuinely happy all the time, I'm a little bit suspicious.
Yes, oh, suspicious.
For sure.
Especially someone in comedy. It's like,
yeah,
it feels like it's sadness comes with comedy somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if they're happy all the time and they eat salads.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. Your bullshit salads.
Fuck those people.
Every time I have a salad, it's like the biggest struggle to be like, I have to eat this and I can't eat the thing I want to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And life is bullshit and everything is garbage and I'm going to die someday.
I like salads.
Do you? I just like the fun, like I just like the nuts and the cheese that you
put
in.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Eat that shit out of
you got to juice them up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh. Get an egg in there, boiled egg.
An egg?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking Cobb salad?
We're talking Cobb salad.
That's a classic Cobb.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't never like a Cobb salad. I don't like hard boiled eggs.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, okay. Really?
No, I don't.
You like scrambled eggs with your salad?
Yeah, scrambled eggs.
But a scrambled egg is just a hard boiled egg.
Yeah. I know, but somehow it's not the same.
Smushed up.
The yellow doesn't have the same texture, I guess.
You like egg salad?
No, I don't. No. I don't.
This is, guys.
No, your face is so serious. No, I don't. How dare you?
I'm so glad we could have you here for this discussion.
Have you ever seen
what types of eggs?
Have you ever seen a boiled penguin egg?
No.
No.
Ew.
It's transparent, so you can see the yolk. Yeah.
Wait,
it's very,
oh, that's hold so on fun. Though. Why?
Yeah. Why are people boiling penguin eggs?
I don't know. Someone showed me a photo.
Oh, a photo.
Yeah, okay. A photo of it. I haven't seen it in person.
Oh.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, and they eat it?
Do people eat penguin eggs?
I guess.
I mean, why wouldn't they, right?
Who and where?
Is that what Morgan Freeman ate on that documentary?
No.
Yeah, he had to be there the whole time to narrate.
Well, if I'm going to be here, I'm going to try that penguin egg.
Ostriches must lay giant eggs.
Yeah, that'd be a giant one.
They do, yeah. Like, I've seen that on cooking shows, yeah.
So they would, like, you could see, like, a sunny-side-up ostrich egg?
They're giant, yeah.
There's a giant one, yeah. I think in England they have, like, a full English breakfast, and they have an ostrich egg, and it's the biggest egg.
That's crazy.
It's like
it's one of those challenges. Like
it's like the volume of, like, 15 large eggs or something. Jeez. With one ostrich egg, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
All right, and that completes our segment, Egg Talk. Talking eggs.
Just so you know, when I leave here, I will be Googling all of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fact check our podcast for sure. Well, we should talk about the movie we're going to do because we went to something a little different today. We went to a random movie generator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We run it twice and we've got two suggestions. We have The Da Vinci Code and Men with Brooms. They could not be more diverse.
So a random movie generator came up with an obscure Canadian movie.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It gives you two choices, you know?
Those are the two choices.
I like both those movies.
I like both those. Wait, no, I don't. I like one of those movies. I didn't like The Da Vinci Code.
Let's do Men with Brooms.
All right.
Men with Brooms.
Okay. I've never heard of Men with Brooms.
So it's a movie. it's a classic sports movie. But it's about
a classic sports.
Yeah,
can you guess what sport?
This one.
Yes,
the one with brooms.
No, the one with brooms.
Yeah, that one.
Curly. So it's curly.
You got it.
Oh, amazing!
I'm pretty sure Leslie Nielsen's in it too.
He is.
Yeah. He is in it. Yeah, he is. Leslie Nielsen's
Paul
a creepy father. Paul Groth. If he needs, you would like him. He's a good Mountie. Sorry, Wolf.
I used to watch. I used to watch Men with Brooms on my computer over and over because I had such a crush on Paul Gross. And there was like no other thing to watch him in except in a Mountie uniform.
And Slings and Arrows.
Yes, of course. Yes, Slings and Arrows, which I've also all seen.
Yeah. But, I like Paul Gross a lot too. I like almost all of his things. The only thing I've ever had is in Men with Brooms, there's... it's one of those movies where it's like, it's a comedy, obviously, and they end with deleted scenes in the credits. And there's one deleted scene where, like, his co-star flubs a line, and he's like, well, maybe we could get through this take if you weren't a fucking idiot, or something like that. And, it, like, he's super harsh, but it's in the funny deleted scenes. And I'm like, does he think that's funny? Because it comes off real hard.
I mean, you could kind of say that, like, if you're friends enough. Like, I'm sure I've said
My interpretation of watching it is you see her eyes go wide and she, like, she chuckles. She's like, ha, 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 ha.
So it was like,
so her internal dialogue is like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's done this several times or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I want to see this clip now.
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, it could be 100% me putting my interpretation on it. Let's watch it. You know what? Guys, look up the end credits of Men with Brooms.
You know, honestly.
And write in to let me know if I'm misinterpreting this clip.
We have a lot of listeners from the US and an insane amount from Japan for some reason.
Big in Japan, man.
Big in Japan.
But, yeah, I mean,
Like it's a phrase we say all the time. Yeah. We literally never said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, B.I.J., you know. We do B.I.J.
We start slowly catering to them without telling anyone.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if you're not from Canada, there's probably a good chance you haven't seen that movie or Slings and Arrows, and they're both great.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Really worth checking out.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, Slings and Arrows is for sure better than Men with Bros.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they for sure don't follow the same
No.
scale.
Slings and Arrows is genuinely well-written, well-acted. It's terrific. It's an engrossing story. No pun intended with Paul Gross's name. But the plot of Men with Brooms, to get back to that.
Yeah.
Chargel's face, trying to figure out the pun.
No, I figured it out. I was looking at your reaction.
You said it. You specifically explained it, over-explained it. Like, Chargel doesn't get it.
I was just looking at your reaction. Because you kept talking, but your eyes were telling a different story.
That is true. I was like, if you keep talking, you'll get out of this thing you just created.
Exactly.
The plot of Men with Brooms is, they were a great curling team at one point.
Oh my God, and now they're, as you're saying.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Now they're in their 40s or something,
yeah,
and they want to get back together one last time, even though they've all gone on to do different things. One's an accountant, probably, because their coach dies, I think. Is that why? And they're like, we got to get together one last time in his honor and win the championship,
okay. Even though we're over the hill. But then who's Leslie Nielsen? Doesn't he coach them?
He is Paul Gross's father, and they get him to coach him.
Okay,
He wasn't their coach, but they get him. He used to be great. He won the championship when he was a kid.
Sure. I'm sure that's... Right? That sounds like a classic Canadian story. But also, I love that when they do it's been probably like 15 years since I've seen it, but like...
Me too, yeah.
When they go to the championships, every person that you would expect that you see in Canadian film and TV is there in that movie.
Yeah.
But in small bit parts, and you're like, nah, there you are.
Yeah.
I wonder what you've been up to.
Paul Gross called in all of his friends to do the end scene to get production value up.
Yeah.
Also, wasn't there a TV show, like, spinoff of it or something?
Oh, shit, there might be.
Really?
I don't know if I ever saw it, but I have a vague memory of that.
I hope so.
And guess what I'm doing this afternoon? Okay, we're going to be doing Men with Brooms, but first, let's take you to a word from our sponsors. Okay, welcome back. Those were our sponsors. Some of them were probably other podcasts. Others weren't.
Just the confidence, John.
I literally never know what we're putting in until the half hour before we release it. Are we leaving this in? No, right?
Right. Yeah, that'll be your call. You edit. You see how it sounds.
I mean, it sounded funny to me, but
it was very funny.
I'm fine with you taking it out too. I'm either way. Anywho,
keep this in though. This conversation.
Yeah.
We're this conversation about whether or not it should be in. That's it.
That should be after credits. I mean, like, lead
it might be now.
So it's called Men with Brooms. Men with Brooms. Okay, cool.
Okay, so am I remembering it right? Is it men with brooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a men's with broom.
Men's?
Men's with broom.
Men's. It's a bunch of men's with a broom. Yeah.
They all share one.
Or is it men with brooms?
Oh, it could be. Oh, maybe it is that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Men's swish broom.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, all right,
here we go. We take you to Men with Brooms. We open on an outdoor shot, picturesque shot of small town British Columbia. We see beavers crossing a forest. We see a lake. That's going to be important later. And we zoom in on an old man fishing.
Oh, here I am, fishing away, getting my fish.
Dad, don't overdo it. You know what the doctor said about your heart.
I'll tell you what that doctor can do. He can go eat it. That's right.
You're incorrigible. I look up to you so much, Father.
Well, I look up to you too sometimes. You know, sometimes I feel like when I teach you fishing, you teach me how to love.
What?
Sometimes I feel like when I teach you fishing, you teach me how to love.
I heard what you said. I'm just not sure I understand it. What am I doing to teach you to love?
Compassion. Another. Oh, shit!
He falls off the cliff into the water.
Off the cliff.
It was a long string.
Yeah, yeah, they were standing in a waterfall.
No! No!
And prominently drowns.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want to live. I'm jumping off.
He falls in. There's a secret world underwater.
Grandfather?
Yes?
Magical fairies under the lake.
I'm not dead.
I see you found my special lair.
Who are you?
I'm Artemis. I am the leader of this world.
You didn't want to know my name?
Nah. Listen.
Yes?
The prophecy is foretold you would enter my lair.
Bobby.
Okay, there's a whole, I got a prophecy thing.
It's my name's Bobby.
Great. Don't interrupt him.
The world is in grave danger.
Okay. Bobby Andrews.
Okay.
This is my father.
This is like a whole, this is an important thing.
My father's name is Daniel Andrews.
Your father. Okay, great. Bobby and Daniel? Is that
yeah.
It? Okay,
yeah,
can I do my thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
The prophecy.
We're part of the Victoria Andrewses.
The Victoria.
We live on Victoria Island.
Victoria Island. Great, okay. The prophecy foretold that you... That you're not gonna...
No, I want to hear about the prophecy.
No, please.
Okay, great. All right. Look, the world is in grave danger.
Oh, my God. Do we have gas?
Oh.
Oh. Is he telling you about that prophecy?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
yeah,
God. He just will not shut up about that. Hi, I'm Pale.
This is my wife, Pale.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
David.
Great.
We're the Andrews.
Andrews.
They're,
wonderful.
They're from Victoria Island.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm. So do we have to... You know, I don't mean to be that guy, but do we have to stay here?
Well,
I mean, it's the first time I've seen this world before.
Oh, well, there's a prophecy, if you don't mind. You know, the world is in grave danger.
Do you guys need tea or anything? Oh, I'd love
I would love sweet tea.
Sweet tea? We do? You know? Oh, yes. Under the water, sure. Sweet tea is our specialty.
In the underwater world.
Specialty.
You got it. I get it. Oh.
In an underwater world, all the drinks are dry. Everything is opposite. Everything that's wet is dry down here.
I like that.
That's a part of the prophecy, too.
Yeah. So anyway, prophecy. So we'll get you some sweet tea. I just got to quickly
What's your last name, Pale?
It's Swope.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Pale Swope.
Yeah. Bill Swope. Yep.
Artemis Swope is my husband.
I took her last name. As per the tradition down here, everything
is
backwards.
Yeah, everything is...
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Oh, look, there's a prophecy written on this prophecy.
What's it say?
It says, two men shall enter, only one shall return.
Kumite.
I don't want to fight you, Father.
I don't want to have to fight you too, son.
Well, there is an alternative.
Oh.
Yes?
Yeah. You can go back up. We can send you back up to the earth.
Uh-huh.
And you can defeat the great Lord Curlor in a match of the God's game, curling. Huh. And if you defeat him, you can not only save the world, but you can save your son's life.
Wait, my son?
Yeah, because you would have beaten him in this fight to the death.
I don't have a son.
Your future son.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Here, take these giant brooms.
Oh. They're actually regular size for us. I know they're giant for you because you're smaller than us.
Yeah,
that's why we can never go up and play the great God's game of curling ourselves.
It's just so beautiful.
Yes, also, underwater, the brooms are mops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Everything's backwards, huh?
That's exactly backwards.
Everyone knows
the first of us broom is a mop.
Who are you? Oh, I just fell in.
Oh, you fell too. Oh.
Only two groups enter. Only one can return.
Tell him about the prophecy. This guy's new.
Oh, sweet. There's a... Okay, so there's a prophecy. I was expecting you.
Bobby punches out his throat.
Kumite.
Kumite. Hello? What?
Kumite. Well, son, you're being too brash with this.
But underwater punches heal people.
Oh, yeah. My throat feels better.
Oh, right. Everything's back.
Oh, then you'll love some sweet tea. Oh, let me just get that for you.
We cut to a whale passing by, and on the side of the whale, the words, men with brooms.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the big title card. Yeah.
We normally cut to the sky, but underwater, everything's backwards.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that the whale is the opposite of sky.
Above water, we cut to Lord Curlor.
Lord Curlor.
Lord Curlor.
Bent on world domination.
Bent on world domination with his crew.
Keep telling him what to say.
Oh, yes, Lord Curlor. What would you like me to do?
Feed me more grapes there.
Yes, sir.
What could I do? What could I do to help you?
Cut my nails there.
Your nails.
What can I do?
You take out the lint from my belly button.
Yes.
So as you all know, we have a championship coming up, huh?
Yes.
Yes, and this championship, it means a lot more than just winning a trophy.
Yes.
It means owning this world.
Oh, yeah.
Owning all the elements of this world.
Are you sure there's nothing you want us to do that isn't involved in personal grooming? Something that would help with their plan?
Do you dare speak back to me?
I do, yeah, that's what I did.
Okay, well, I'm really loving this proactiveness. Good for you. You know, all learn a few things from Bendor.
So you don't have to
here.
Just be a yes man.
Yes, no, what okay. It's actually quite pathetic. Oh. I mean, is there something else you'd rather be doing right now?
Learn to play the piano.
Oh, my God, you would be so good. You have the soul of an artist.
No.
You do.
No.
You do. When you make those sandwiches for all of us and you cut it into the shape of a heart, who would think of that?
Only a pianist could do that.
That's true, I guess.
I was thinking of taking up butter sculpting.
Oh.
That's sculpting things out of butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Roderick.
Yeah?
I think you'd be good at it.
Oh, shucks.
Anyways, so we need to go back to this championship deal, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We got to win this curling game. Because if you think about it, if we win this championship, the world is ours. And then, yes, you can play the piano.
Right.
And yes, you can sculpt some butter. Mm. And yes, you can... What is it that you want to really do?
Just look at me. What does it look like I'm going to do?
What...
Look at me.
I am looking at
you. Look at me.
I am looking at you.
What am I going to do?
You want to get
is
into
this
hypnotism.
Is this your card?
Yes!
Whoa.
I hypnotized you into thinking I was a magician.
That's what you did.
I hypnotized you into thinking I was a magician.
Oh, no. Lord Curlor.
Yes.
I just thought of something. Pill from the lake.
Ah, pill.
They're the only ones that can stop us.
Wait, do you mean pill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Pill sap. Sap.
So what about pill sap?
They're the only ones that can stop us. Right? We've got to make sure they don't interfere.
Yeah, but they're only underwater gremlins, okay? We are the most powerful beings.
Okay, gremlins is a pretty harsh word.
What do you... What?
I mean...
Why is that harsh?
They're sea people.
Okay, they're sea people, all right. These are just labels, all right? But what I'm saying is we're stronger than them.
But the rumor is they have two new recruited humans to play with them.
What are you talking about?
If they play curling against us, they could win. We've got to stop it.
We have to kill all the humans. Did I go overboard?
I felt like our motivations were a little noble at the beginning.
Yeah.
What if we were to freeze all the water as well?
Yeah, let's kill all the humans and freeze all the water.
Get to a frozen lake.
Well, I did it.
We cut under the sea. Boy, it's a good thing that under the sea, frozen, is just warm.
They're sweating.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's really nice down here.
It's balmy down here now.
Yeah. really good.
Anyway, you've got the brooms.
Thank you for the sweet tea.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Oh, you
real
know,
good.
We don't have guests here too often, so.
Well,
my pleasure.
It doesn't show it because doesn't show. You're yeah. great at it.
Yeah, thank you. Old handed. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Get up.
Well,
get
here
up
we
there.
Go. Here we go.
Go swimming up.
They phase through the ice. And as soon as they get on top, they're immediately cold.
It's so cold
up
here.
It's cold up here.
How long have we been down there?
Let's find a watch.
I found one. What's it say?
Oh, it's broken.
Oh. Look, a man.
Oh, let's ask him what his watch says.
Oh, it's a snowman.
Oh, real close.
Oh, newspaper box.
Ooh, newspaper box.
Oh, man, somebody bought the last one.
Your turn to find something.
Why are you still out here?
Yeah, what are you doing down
You
there?
Are supposed to be frozen under the water.
You stupid fox.
I'm sorry?
What, who are these guys?
I don't know. They look like, they look kind of like the sea people we just left, but not as sea-ish.
Mm.
Is that racist?
Yeah, no, that sounds, no, it sounds right. I mean... We just met them. There's no real relation in terms of what's politically correct to say with them and what isn't yet.
You know what? It feels bad the way I said it, so I'm just gonna self-police.
I mean, I don't know. You didn't call him like Landwalker. That sounds racially insensitive.
Is Landwalker bad?
I don't know. I made it up, but it sounds pretty good.
I'm asking them.
Oh.
I feel like if we open a dialogue.
No!
Okay.
Well,
great. These guys are the land walkers.
Why are you here?
We are supposed to stop you so you do not play curling again.
Yeah, it's the only way that we can become the artists that we want.
You cannot fight.
So you can't.
Our master Corlor.
Now that I say it out loud, yeah. The logic from A to B does not seem right.
A woman slides up to them on her knee. Hey, what are you guys doing out on the ice? You got some nice brooms there. Are you looking to curl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, yes. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Well, I've just been sliding around on my knees out here looking for some people to coach.
You were hurrying pretty hard, huh?
You got it.
We all high five.
I'd love a coach. I mean, I don't know anything about curling.
Neither do I, but, you know.
Heard there's a big tournament coming up.
Yeah.
So I strapped on my knee pads and slid right out here. Just hoping I'd run into...
You just went randomly anyway?
Just slid right out onto the ice, just hoping to run into some...
How did you know that... I mean, we just turned this to ice. How did you know there was going to be ice here?
Yeah. I live on the lake. I watched it happen.
Okay.
That's gotta be more discreet next time.
Yeah. Badlandwalkers.
Badlandwalkers.
I guess we failed. We can go back.
Yeah. Let's go back and report. Yeah,
we'll okay, see you at the tournament.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Great idea.
You know what? Let's meet like 15 minutes early. Grab a coffee.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see why not.
I mean, we have so few chances to get together.
Yeah.
Right?
Before we go, what is your name?
Steph.
Nice to meet you, Steph.
I'm Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Well, you know what? I look forward to teaching you how to curl.
You don't have to look forward. It's going to happen right now.
Great.
We cut to a montage. Just the three of them. No yeah, more team
she's
building.
She's teaching Bobby.
She's screaming, hurry!
I'm imagining she's played by Robin Duke.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that checks out.
She's also wearing a gigantic flannel shirt that's like way too long and a hat with like flaps on it.
Oh, and like the fur on the sides kind of thing.
Oh yeah. And she's like constantly holding a log.
Yeah.
She's just around with a log.
Yeah. She sits on it when she's giving instructions. Hold on, let me put my log down.
And always wearing knee pads.
As they practice, going through all the different I mean, the montage is crazy how many different things they do. We don't need to describe it here.
Sweeping.
A lot of sweeping. Sweeping the store. Yeah. She takes them to, like, every room in her house.
Yeah.
She gets them to clean it.
And it's like, yeah, just points to the room, and then they just sadly sweep
it. A crowd starts to gather.
Well, I
heard there's a curling, a new curling team.
Well, I've never seen curling like that in a million years. I'd say this is the best curler I've ever seen.
I mean, never going to be as good as old Jimbo.
We can never stop talking about Jimbo.
Rest in peace.
I remember when Curlord killed him.
I do remember when... Who killed him?
Curlord?
I'll remember that. He's a real
nuisance to this town, I see. Threw a stone right into his stomach. You know, curling stone. They're pretty big.
Yeah, he was like a bowling ball.
What he loved.
So, yes. Still by the rules.
Do you think this group are powerful enough to defeat Lord Curlord?
Nah, I don't...
Is that possible?
I mean, I didn't say that.
I mean, it would free us from this oppressive rule, from this... evil lord.
Do you think if we used our powers to raise Jimbo from the dead to join their team, it would help them win and we'd be free from this spell?
It's been so long since we've conducted this spell, but if everyone wants to put their two fingers on the edge of the ice...
I think I remember how to be a coven.
Light as a feather, stiff as a
board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
As they raise their two fingers up, the ice comes off the lake, and underneath the ice is the dead body of Jimbo Jones. We know... He was the most famous curler in history.
Okay. did we never give him a proper burial? Was he always in the water?
We tossed him in the lake. It was the custom.
Look, he's still holding his broom.
Oh, convenient. Hmm.
So, is he coming back to life yet?
Here he comes.
Whoa. Where are we?
2002.
The future. It seemed like just yesterday that I was hit with a hockey puck.
It was actually a curling stone.
It was a curling stone.
Yeah, it was a curling stone. That's probably why it hurt so much.
Did I die?
You did.
Oh, your arm fell off. Here you go.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You're decomposable. We brought you back to life.
Well, thank you.
You might be a little stiff.
I am a little stiff, but it's better than being dead. I'm in a constant pain.
Tim Hortons? I'm offering you a coffee.
Oh, thank you. This is why I came back.
Well, Jimbo, we're going to need your help, though.
Wait, what do you mean help?
We need you to play curling again.
You remember Curlor?
Curlor? He murdered me. Yes, I can't go back. No. I can't play Curlor.
Oh, please.
Please, we need
you. Got to join the team and help us win and free us from this oppressive rule. And if you get added to the team, you'll make up for our Canadian content rules.
Yeah. Which is very important.
Yes.
It means we can get some tax credits when we release this video of the game.
You know what? Getting revenge on Curlor is tempting, but I'm very passionate about Canadian content laws, so I'm in. I am in.
All right, Jimbo. Now you're a team player.
Yeah. Yes. Now get me a broom.
You already have one in your hand. Can you not feel it?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. All right, what else do you need, Jimbo?
I just need to get on the ice and get to sweeping.
Bobby, David, and...
It's Steph. My name is Steph.
Walk up.
Zombie!
No, Hold on. Is that Jimbo Jones?
Very same.
My God. I thought you were dead.
Well, I was, but they enacted the spell. They brought me back to life.
There's still a lake of ice just suspended in midair.
Look, we're floating.
Oh, this is a lot to process.
Now it is?
My weightless body can hardly process this, but you're back.
I'm back.
You're alive.
Yep.
Well, take a knee.
Yes, ma'am.
This is gonna be something great.
All right!
Well, why'd you say that like that?
I just am excited.
You said it and you jumped like you were expecting to pause.
Yeah. It did not happen.
It pauses while he's half-blinking.
We cut back to Lord Curlor's lair.
That is the meanest comment on Canadian movies. They fucked up the freeze frame.
Did you all hear the news? Did you all hear Jimbo Jones? He's back.
I'm sorry, are you trying out your 5 minutes of stand-up on us?
You heard about this? You heard about this? Jimbo Jones, you know this?
No, this is all true news. I'm not even trying to...
Okay.
You know there's no sense of humor with Lord Curlor. No, Jimbo is back from the dead.
No, Jimbo's dead. You killed him. Jimbo's not back.
I bring word from the city.
Yes, Martha.
Jimbo Jones is alive.
You see now? He's back from the dead.
Okay, well, you placed her in the audience to make this
I bring
off.
News from the... What, you're already here?
Yes, I told them already.
Shit. Okay, goodbye.
We follow her out of the room.
She goes back to her home.
Lindsay.
Yes?
Did you tell them about the news from the city?
Listen, I tried, but someone was already there.
What?
I tried. I ran through the snow. But someone was already there to tell them the news.
That is a classic excuse from you.
Honestly, news travels so fast.
I don't know if you understand how much of a problem this is.
Don't yell at me. I'm going to my room.
Oh, my God. You are not a doubter. You are a disappointmenter.
She goes to her room, stomping away, and then turns on the radio. Remember to take your Lord Curlor pills before you go to sleep. This song is a Lord Curlor song. Enjoy.
When you take the pill, you go to sleep. You come to three, and you make three. Three is a
love this
curling
song.
Team. Curling team, Lord Curlor. You let Lord Curlor win curling.
Why doesn't anybody understand me?
We get back to the curling. Sitting there listening,
like actually emotionally connected.
I just love this now undersea world. There's the normal world that's populated by witches, and then there's a dark world or something. We're world building, guys.
We are.
Players.
Oh my god! At one point, they will
come together, Jimbo. So Jimbo Jones is back.
Sorry, we come back to Lord Curlor. I forgot to do that. We come back to Lord Curlor.
We must find a way to defeat Jimbo Jones again. I mean, if he's come back from the dead, then he's just bigger and stronger than ever before.
Okay, I don't know if you're still doing stand-up, but I don't understand.
This is not funny. I'm not enjoying this at all.
Is this like anti-comedy? Are you trying to do a Tim and Eric?
This is no comedy. This is just the truth. Okay, you know, it was how much... You know, do you understand how much trouble it was to kill him the first time around? That man is strong, okay? And he's already... I've already killed him once, so he knows my secret. So, I don't know.
What is your secret?
I can't tell you my secret.
Oh, maybe we'll find out later.
Well, we could ask Jimbo Jones. We're going to meet him for coffee before, right?
Oh, that's right. We did say that.
What? Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah, he loves coffee.
Oh, yeah, he's the number one coffee man.
How do you know all this about Jimbo Jones? We all hate them. We don't want to spend time with them or anything.
We don't?
No.
Okay, I gotta make a phone call. I gotta go make a phone call.
Who are you calling?
Jimbo.
Okay. All right, then go on about your business.
Okay. Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. I pulled out my phone, and now I'm dying.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Kimbo.
Hi.
I'm, it's me, Gorlock.
Oh, hey, Gorlock. What's happening, man?
I just wanted to say I know that I was super excited to have you come back to life, but I don't think we can play together anymore.
Hey, Jimbo, who's on the phone? You're supposed to be running drills.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steph. I was just with my friend Gorlock.
Is he still on for coffee?
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you still on for coffee?
I can't.
What's he saying?
He said he can't.
What?
What?
Why don't you put me on speakerphone?
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I just got a new phone. I don't think it has speaker.
Okay.
Honestly, do you want to just talk to her?
Even when you put someone on speakerphone, you can barely hear.
I know. So these echoey. Days.
Honestly.
What is she saying?
Honestly.
Sorry, what is she saying?
Oh, she says she was like making comments about speakerphone, how it's not that very effective sometimes.
Oh.
Anyway, pass me your flip phone.
Here you go.
Flip. I hung up.
Well, I'm sorry, Steph. I'll get right back. I'll get back to sleeping.
All right. Okay, men. Up and down the ice. Right. Sweep left and then sweep right. That's it. Listen, I think we're ready.
Are you sure? It's only been like an hour.
Honestly, curling is not that hard.
Oh.
Really. If you just sweep hard and you make sure that, you know, you throw that rock to the circle. Hey, right?
Okay.
All right.
You got
all
it. Right.
But coach, every time I touch the rock, I'm reminded of the rock that murdered me.
Use it.
You're right. I'll use it.
All right, we gotta go. We gotta meet those guys for coffee.
I'm sorry, are you gonna give me motivation too?
Yeah, do we get motivation?
Yeah, what about us?
Oh, well,
sorry.
Hey, you're early for coffee.
I forgot that there was a third person with us under the sea.
Yeah.
Have you been hearing this whole montage?
Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You remember how you punched me in the throat?
Oh, yeah. You were the mops guy.
Yes. What was your name?
Brandy.
Brandy, I'm so sorry. You look surprisingly like some other guy that I was thinking we were going to meet for coffee. But my God, suit up, man. What are you doing just sitting on my log?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Do you have a medium?
A medium?
Like a suit, a medium-sized suit?
All the best suits come in small, medium, or large.
I have a gym bag filled with odds and ends. You can figure something out in there.
Okay, thanks, coach.
Do we need to come up with a team name?
I like that. What if we call them Bobby's Marauders?
Sounds like you were sitting on that for a while.
No. No, he hides a sketchbook behind that.
With designs of like what the suits look like.
Yeah.
What about Jimbo's Jambos?
That doesn't make sense. But I like it.
Oh.
I'm a little for it.
I mean, yeah.
What about the Sticks?
Ooh! Coach, I love that.
The Sticks.
Steph
Sticks.
Steph Sticks. We're Sticks for life. Sticks.
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 Sticks. But they can't say it together at once as well.
Sticks.
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 Sticks. Wait. Count of three. One, three,
two, six.
One,
six.
Sticks.
Count of three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sticks.
Sticks.
Sticks. We'll call ourselves the men with sticks.
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 They're all banging the ends of their brooms on the ice. But
in just terrible.
In no rhythm.
No rhythm.
Sticks.
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 We cut to the coven of witches.
Are we sure these are the right guys?
What?
Are we sure these are the right guys?
Yes, we are sure.
Okay.
These are the guys.
I mean, just look at them. It doesn't feel like they're going to free us from this curse.
I mean, they're all we have at this point. I mean, I think we might as well just put our faith in them.
You know, when you've got a cauldron, You better make lemonade, you know? That's the old witch saying.
That's the old witch saying. Nope, just confirming.
Yeah.
It is what they say.
I just want to catch a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sure. But it's 4:15 playing. Not sure what it is.
You know, I'm just in the mood for popcorn, so.
How much stakes do we have in them winning the curling game?
Well, it's the only way to free our souls.
Yeah, free our souls.
Right.
Get out from under the rule of Lord Curlor.
It's the only way we'll get out of this mid-world trapped between the sea and the dark place. Only way to get out of the mid-world.
So do we help them, or do we...
We already helped them. We gave them Jimbo.
That's true.
Should we?
Do we have our full faith in Jimbo? You know, I mean, we did send them back out there, but is it enough to get the job done?
I mean, honestly, if I have to raise another person from the dead today...
I'm
pretty
sorry.
Tired. Should we put that ice back down?
Yeah,
we can go watch it.
Wait, watch what?
Oh no! It's gonna be an Island of Castella.
Yep,
we're gonna go watch it.
Watch what?
The movie.
Yeah, I know a movie.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it.
Yeah, what's it called?
It.
Yeah, we're gonna watch a movie. What's the name of the movie?
I think I understand the problem. There is a movie that is the title of is the word it. Just that is it. So we would go and see that movie whose title is it. I don't think I could be clearer than that.
Now I'm just more confused. I thought I got it.
Me too. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, Mission Impossible 6.
Okay, we cut back to, let's say, Lord Curlor.
All right, so
I have an idea. What if we cut to the curling tournament?
All right, yeah. Lord Curlor. Hey, we're late to go to the curling tournament. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Okay, yes. We cut to the curling tournament. John.
Oh, great.
So, we meet again, Jimbo.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord Curlor. Lord Curlor, hi. It's me, Jimbo. You murdered me.
Yes, I did.
You murdered me, and I am stronger now than ever.
Steph is standing a few steps behind him, going, use it.
Use it, yeah. Yeah, you big old jerk. I don't like you.
Sorry, are you guys going to have this argument for a while? I just want to get past to the concession stand, so...
You just wait your turn here, okay? We gotta figure out a few things.
No, but are you in line or are you just blocking?
Yeah, you know what? Okay, yes, we are in line. All right, so just
okay,
wait your turn.
I'm sorry.
Well, then can I get you something? Because you've been standing here for...
You know, I haven't decided yet. I just need to pick something with this.
Listen,
guy,
I mean,
right?
The options are pizza and a hot dog, so...
You know...
I'm gonna mix things up and get a pizza hot dog.
Nice.
Oh, like that Pizza Hut with the hot dog and the crust?
I'm just gonna have a hot dog on top of a pizza.
Oh, wow. That does sound kind of tasty.
Bun and all.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Bun and all.
Yeah.
All right, so three dog pizzas or what?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Great.
And put it on Jimbo's tab.
Hey.
I got you.
Yeah.
You can kill me,
but you cannot take my money.
I'm sorry, it's cash only?
Oh,
I left my wallet in my other...
You know,
the whole line of 30 people. Oh, no. They all wander away.
And as they walk away, she takes the debit machine out from underneath.
All right, here we are at the Tournament of the Century. We're...
Oh, no, it looks like we got a good game tonight, John.
You got that right, Garb.
Oh, boy, I love Lord Curlor.
I love Lord Curlor. I'm hoping that he wins for the 100,000th time in a row, and we could stay under his rule. All hail Lord Curlor.
All hail Lord Curlor.
All hail Lord Curlor.
All hail Lord Curlor.
Curlor, Curlor, Curlor.
Curlor.
Oh, here we come, the challengers. We see all of the challengers from around the world, all of the human teams. Here come the Swiss. They're a very quiet team. Here they come, the French.
Ooh.
Bonjour.
Oh, sip.
Yes, and of course, the Japanese.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. We are here.
Hello.
I love sports.
Yeah, just real excited to play this
game. Yep. I'm excited to announce the 117 other teams. Here we go. German. We cut. And here they are. A last team. This is a write-in submission. It's Steph Sticks.
Sticks.
They're tapping their broom handles on the ice and it cracks. And the ice just falls into the ground.
Whoa!
Guys, just walk quick. Pretend like you didn't do it.
All of the other teams were standing on the ice for the opening ceremonies and they all fall in and are crushed. Well, that shortened things. It looks like we only have two teams left. We've got Steph Sticks, followed by Curlor's Curling.
Wow, that was real easy, Tom. You know, I was waiting for an entire five-hour match, but it looks like it's just going to be half of an hour. Yeah.
Good one, Gorb.
Thanks, Tom.
We cut to the field of ice where the game is happening.
Yeah, referee is just getting ready to drop the stone. I don't know how curling works.
Yeah, the
is that what it is?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is silent for the dropping of the stone.
Okay.
Steph wipes a tear from her eye.
The ref cuts his hand and puts the blood on his face.
It's not part of the game. He's just a weird guy.
Okay. One of the land walkers walks off to the side and pulls a lever, and holographic projectors turn on. It's very science fiction-y. And a new ice rink gets projected, and they're able to curl on a light court.
Oh, no. Steph. I've never used a light court before.
Listen, it's the exact same as an ice court. Okay? You just make sure you know how to bend those knees.
Bend those knees.
Okay. Make sure you know how to sweep those arms.
Sweep those arms.
You're giving, like, Jimbo a lot of tips. Mm-hmm. And I feel like David and I, and I'm sorry, what was your
Brandy.
Name?
Brandy
are getting none tips.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
All right, hey. A team needs advice in different ways. Okay. So maybe I just have a little more faith in you, Bob.
Oh.
I like that spin.
And Brandy, honestly, you're wearing a scarf and a pair of shoes.
It was the only thing in the bag. He said he had to buy a suit.
And David, you're older than all of us, okay? You're a dad.
That's true, I am.
You know how to get out there and set an example for everyone.
I'll do my best.
Now, are we going to slide up and down this ice, or are we going to slide up and down this slice?
Oh, you held up a slice of pizza.
There we go.
That's very funny.
Oh, yeah. Man. I got cash it from only. It was cash only. Yeah. I had a couple bucks on me. But
nice.
I wanted to do a pizza dog. I heard some people talking about it.
Oh, yeah?
It's big. It's getting really big.
I didn't have that much money.
Oh, so. Fair enough.
Right.
Well, maybe if we win this tournament, we'll be able to afford it.
Is there a cash prize?
No, we just defeat Lord Corlor.
I mean, I would think that freedom from the oppressive rule of Lord Corlor is cash prize enough.
Yeah, that's okay with. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Jimbo,
we see him hide a sketchbook behind him of all the things he's going to do with the money.
Hey, everyone, sticks in.
Sticks.
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 Okay, one, two, three.
Sticks.
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 Count of three.
Sticks. Oh, sorry.
One.
Sticks.
Wait, are we counting down from three?
And is it three then sticks or sticks on three?
Oh, good point. It's, I think, one, two, three, and then we all say sticks.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
Two.
Sticks.
We cut to Corlor's team.
Okay, so the way I designed this ice field, it's going to trip Jimbo Jones right into the sharp edges.
I decided I want to be an artist.
What? Yes, so we can do this.
I know, but I don't want to wait anymore.
So this is really a bad time because
I decided to hypnotize you.
No, you know what? That's not going
looking
to work.
Looking into my
eyes. This is
looking
not,
into my eyes.
This is not going
looking
to work.
My eyes.
This is
yeah,
looking
my
into
eyes.
Your eyes. Looking into your eyes.
He stabs Lord Corlor.
But it's a knife that I fashioned out of butter.
Yeah.
And
your only weakness.
And I will
I'm lactose intolerant.
And I will play the ending of your life on this piano.
Is it
going
to be
the
song?
Music.
The song that I recorded for radio?
Yes.
Sing it for me.
Have your pills. Eat your pills. And sleep.
You don't we know pan the over. No. We pan over and we see the one lonely, dark-dwelling girl hold up a lighter.
And sleep. And
but why? But why?
We
could have ruled
of,
all
we
of this.
We don't want to rule.
But the power.
We
the
don't
power
want
we could
the power.
Okay. We just want to be artists. Look, we met with Jimbo for coffee.
I know you, I said I wouldn't,
but we
but
did
I
anyway.
Did anyway.
You're all traitors.
He didn't ask us to clean any part of his body.
He just helped us earn our true potential as artists.
Yeah, he encouraged us in a way that you never did.
You know what? None of you three will ever amount to anything. And one last thing. Jimbo is my brother.
Oh!
As Lord Corlark dies, his soul exits his body. It floats up into the air and it flows straight into Jimbo and brings him back to life.
Oh!
Jimbo, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm back to life.
Well,
I thought you
yeah,
were.
I mean, I kind of.
You have been for a yeah. bit.
I know, I just. Someone said I was back to life. Yeah. And I thought it was like maybe like a metaphor or
I
something.
I mean, listen, there is a new spark in your eyes.
Oh. Maybe I can use that to defeat Lord Corlor.
I mean, whatever you need to do, man. Just
yeah.
do it.
Cool.
Hey, Lord Corlor's dead. We're all free. We don't need to play at all.
But we, all the training and.
Oh, unless you want to play for fun.
Oh, man.
It's like, I feel like it's kind of lost the like. I wanted to play to save the world, and now you're just like, let's just play?
Plus, I just ate some pizza. I'm yeah. kind of... They say don't eat and curl.
They do say that.
They
take wait
that.
Half yeah. an
yeah,
hour.
They do
yeah.
Say,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they say that.
Don't
yeah.
slice an ice.
Don't
yeah.
slice an ice.
That's, yeah.
the a group of sea people walk over.
If you want, you could come and curl under the water.
We have sweet tea.
We have sweet tea. Under the water, it's the opposite. So you should curl 30 minutes before you eat. After, when you eat, what's
it's
the
very
opposite?
Complicated, but we're very fluid with our rules down there. Because that's what it's like.
Well, let's go down there then. And they go down there, and they're all like playing curling and having fun and laughing, and the camera's slowly panning out as Pill and her husband like happily watch on and close the book labeled Prophecy.
And then a whale goes by and the words "the beginning" right on the side.
The beginning? Exclamation point?
Yeah. That's how I remember.
Yeah, that's
it.
How I remember.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, for
I remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I love. We can tell when we're having fun when these episodes go long.
Yeah. Did it go long?
Yeah, we're nonsense. But anyway.
Very funny.
That was super fun.
Oh, so much
God.
Fun.
Thank you so much, Alana, for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you for taking me on this.
I hope you'll come back because,
yeah.
God, that
Am
was
I allowed?
So stupid.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
God.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you allowed?
Yeah, I've heard you got a lot of free time now, so.
I'll do this every day, man.
Is that, that's, in your mind, which one of these characters was Paul Gross?
Paul Gross
so
was
funny.
The dead guy. He came back to life.
For sure.
Jimbo.
Yeah. Jimbo.
I completely forgot. We were doing that with
but which
Bruce.
One was Leslie Nielsen? This guy. The
Brandy?
Lord?
Lord Curlo.
No, actually, that would probably be like the best comedic role in the whole thing.
Brandy? Scarf and shoes.
Okay, guys. Head on down to Second City. Check out Alana in her brand new review called Party Today.
Panic Tomorrow.
I remembered with no help at all.
Yeah, definitely if you're in Toronto, go check that show. It's getting just rave reviews from everything.
What is it? What did you say? All stars reviewed.
Many stars reviewed.
Send us a suggestion to That's How I Remember It at info. No, what the fuck is our email
info
address?
At thatshowiremember.com.
Thank you.
I'm just going to start sending you emails.
Oh, please do.
Just updates on my day-to-day life.
Oh, I love that.
Please, we will absolutely read an email of an update of your life
would
on
you?
The air.
I will send you one then. Please.
Absolutely.
It'll be our new segment, Alana's...
What's going on?
What's happening on Alana's couch today?
Yeah, Alana's couch, the new segment.
Yeah.
That's very good. Okay, guys, thanks so much. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Podcast Network.
Yes.
Oh my God, do it.
Yeah. And also, we love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Hooray!
Hurrah!
Yay!
Yeah.
Feedback can be sent to thatshowiremember@gmail.com. And music for this episode is provided by Music Alley by Nivio.